Hey, Wisdom Warriors. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk and practical philosophy. Ever feel like you're stuck carrying around baggage? Not just your little luggage, but that emotional weight, those grudges we hold onto. You know the feeling when anger or resentment simmer just beneath the surface, affecting your mood, your relationships, even your success? Well, today we're diving deep into a crucial Stoic principle, forgiveness. It's not about condoning bad behavior. It's about liberating yourself from its grip. Think of it as mental decluttering, shedding those heavy emotions to make space for peace and clarity. Here's the thing, my friends, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you reclaiming your power, choosing not to be controlled by their actions. It's a conscious decision to let go of the pain, to release the grip those negative emotions have on your well-being. Forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey, a practice, a commitment to self-care. But trust me, the rewards are immense. Imagine stepping into each day lighter, freer, more open to joy and connection. That's the power of forgiveness. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you on this path. Firstly, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. You're choosing to release the burden to free yourself from the shackles of resentment. Think of it like letting go of a hot coal that burns you if you hold on to it, but once you release it, you are no longer harmed. Secondly, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It's about acknowledging the hurt, understanding its impact, and choosing not to let it define you or your future. Think of it as learning from a difficult experience, extracting the valuable lesson without letting the pain consume you. Thirdly, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. What might have motivated their actions? What were they going through? This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help foster understanding and compassion. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Fourthly, forgiveness takes time. Be patient with yourself. It's a process, not a switch you flip on and off. Don't pressure yourself to forgive immediately. Allow yourself the space and time to heal. Finally, remember that forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Life throws curveballs. We're constantly encountering situations that test our capacity for forgiveness. Commit to making it a conscious choice, a daily practice that cultivates inner peace and resilience. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your boss just handed you a project with an impossible deadline. You feel stressed, overwhelmed, maybe even angry at the unfairness of it all. You start replaying the situation in your head, fuming about how your boss didn't consider your workload or give you enough time. Sound familiar? Now, imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging your anger, and choosing to forgive. Not for your boss's sake, but for your own. You decide to focus on what you can control, managing your time effectively, prioritizing tasks, and seeking support if needed. By choosing forgiveness, you shift your energy from resentment to action. You take back control of your emotions and choose a path that leads to productivity and growth instead of frustration and burnout. D. Forgiveness is less about the other person and more about reclaiming your power, choosing peace over anger, and ultimately becoming stronger because of it. So there you have it, Wisdom Warriors. Forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It's a conscious decision to choose peace, clarity, and resilience in the face of adversity. Remember, holding on to anger only hurts you. Choose forgiveness, choose freedom, and watch your life transform. Now go out there and make today a masterpiece. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And if you have your own stories or insights, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.